Here's a big story. The sponsors are starting to speak to the NFL, and their multi-billion dollar voices may be louder than the crowds at the Super Bowl. The Minnesota Vikings reversed course at about 2 a.m. Eastern time today. How terrified are they, right? And announced that star running back and accused child abuser Adrian Peterson will be now banned from all team activities, is indefinitely suspended. Anheuser-Busch said it is not happy with NFL handling of the Ray Rice and Peterson affairs. Imagine a beer company is the new moral authority on parenting and domestic violence. Also, shoemaker Nike has pulled Adrian Peterson jerseys from its stores in the Minneapolis area. Talking about the Minneapolis area and local reaction to all of this, Tim Nelson is a staff reporter at Minnesota Public Radio covering the Vikings for the Stadium Watch blog. Tim, welcome.
Hi, John.
Big, big story. What's the reaction there among fans and other sports watchers?
Well, I think people were a little surprised when the Vikings came out on Monday. General Manager Rick Spielman came out and announced that after deactivating Adrian Peterson on Friday, losing to the New England Patriots on Sunday, that they were bringing him back and he would resume practice and playing with the team. It provoked quite a strong reaction here. We're the headquarters for Radisson Hotels. They're a marquee sponsor for the team, and within hours they said they were suspending their sponsorship relationship. That's where things sort of started there. The next day, Governor Mark Dayton, who has been a big supporter of the team and a big supporter of building them a new stadium, came out and described the situation as a public embarrassment to the Vikings organization and to the whole state. At this point, even our junior U.S. senator and his Republican opponent on the ballot this fall have weighed in and said that the Vikings were wrong about this.
So pressure coming from politicians, from sponsors locally. What about pressure from NFL brass? Is there any there? Or even just the vast audience for the Minnesota Vikings, fans there on the street?
Well, fans, we went out and talked to them on Sunday, and they were concerned about this. Nobody really knew how this was going to play out, and obviously Adrian wasn't playing and the team lost. But I think people were sensitive to the issues that the team was facing here. It's hard to know. We've had a lot of dealings with the NFL as we've built a new billion-dollar stadium here. It's actually under construction as we speak. And, suddenly the Vikings said that they had this thing, this exempt commissioner's permission list that they could put Mr. Peterson on and not play him. So there seems to have been some interaction with them, but they are, as you know, a very secretive organization. They don't talk a lot about their internal workings or their internal finances. Obviously, they have an eye on the bottom line, though.
Yeah, well, that may change. Just in terms of local culture there in Minneapolis, I mean, you know, we're used to thinking of the kids there as above average, not beaten with sticks. I mean, this is going to go on for a while.
Well, it's very interesting. This team routinely gets giant ratings here for its games. The Vikings consistently rank in the top 10 on web hits of all the NFL teams. There's a huge fan base here. Minnesota loves the Vikings and follows it with great interest. This has dominated the news here now for 5 days and will continue to do so. The ownership is expected to say something today about it. So we're going to be following that as we go along here.
As a sports analyst, do you think the Viking fans are starstruck in the sense that Adrian Peterson is such a star? Does that drive the fandom? Or is it just about the team itself and its long history?
Well, there's no question that the Vikings have made Mr. Peterson the face of the franchise. You know, when they released the renderings for their new billion-dollar stadium, there's a big marquee billboard on one end of it, and they put his picture up there.
Wow.
For years, when we have seen the new stadium, his picture has been on the front of it. He was the league MVP in 2012. I mean, he is, without question, the face of that franchise, which makes all of these decisions all the more agonizing as they go forward.
Great stuff. Tim Nelson, staff reporter at Minnesota Public Radio, covering the Minnesota Vikings for the Stadium Watch blog. Thanks, Tim.
You're welcome.
So we're talking to you now. With the Roger Goodell under pressure to resign, who is best placed to lead the NFL? New leadership? We're looking for someone who has previously described the position as her dream job. Some fans want Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Cast your vote at thetakeaway.org. Would you support a move to have Condi Rice as new commissioner of the NFL? Love to know your thoughts.